After 2.5 years of construction next to the Nashville Farmers Market, the new standalone Tennessee State Museum will open its doors to the public today. WPLN's Sergio Martinez Beltran toured the facility and says visitors will be able to see artifacts that have never been exhibited before.
If you ask Dan Pomeroy how he feels about the new museum, you can immediately see how excited he gets. He's the chief curator of the Tennessee State Museum, a project funded mostly through $120 million appropriated by the state legislature. Pomeroy says the money and space allocated for the museum makes it possible to display objects for the first time.
We have a couple things.
One of those artifacts is a flag that dates to the 1700s. He says it's one of only two that exist in the state. The room where it is displayed, it's a bit dark, and construction workers are running around putting their finishing touches.
This is one of the jewels of this new museum. This is a 13-star United States flag.
This was all in tiny, small pieces. So you imagine putting that together, it's quite a jigsaw piece.
That's Mark Bynan, the conservator in charge of the preservation of the flag. He says the process to reconstruct the shattered silk took almost 2 years. The new space is somewhat smaller than the old basement museum, but a spokesman says it was designed with the visitor in mind. Some of the items have special lighting, like a woven moccasin and basket made by Native Americans more than 1,000 years ago. There's also a new children's gallery, and people standing at the main entrance have a view of the Capitol. Because of these features, Pomeroy, the curator, says he expects to see the same visitors more than once.
You can come back as many times as you want, and you will need to come back because there is so much to see here.
In fact, a spokesman says they are anticipating doubling the number of visitors in the upcoming year. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez Beltran.